According to new recommendations, county planning staff will get more time to review SUP requests, and planning and county commission members reserve the right to demand additional information, such as soil or groundwater reports, from any applicant. Businesses will also be required to post their SUP applications online and email those documents to county stakeholders. Hal Kitchen, former chairman of the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce, says the community can only benefit from learning more about proposed projects.
I think what you'll find is the more the public gets involved, the more they'll learn, and sometimes if it's a good project, the more they'll get on the side of the business.
Mike Giles of the North Carolina Coastal Federation notes that the onus is now on the public to bring forth community issues. He adds that the county's new comprehensive plan, a long-term public engagement initiative, could change the course of the SUP application.
Those processes are going to provide the first look, a long overdue look, at our entire zoning ordinance, not just the special use permit process, but the entire zoning ordinance and how we recruit, how we grow, and how we prosper.
The draft is slated to go before the final decision makers, New Hanover County's commissioners, at their April board meeting. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.